Hello, and welcome to Living Fit with your hosts, James and Karen Roberts, personal trainers, life coaches, and motivational speakers. This program promotes good health through nutrition and physical activity. If you are interested in starting a personal fitness training program, please contact either Karen Roberts at 336-202-2313 or James Roberts at 336-707-7719. You can also contact them at Facebook at livingfit.com.co. Please consult your medical doctor before starting any exercise program or nutritional plan. And now, here's James and Karen.
Hi, and thank you so much for joining me for this week's Fit Tip. So today I want to discuss obesity, dispel a few myths, and give you some tips that would hopefully keep you motivated about working out. Now, in 1998, the World Health Organization designated obesity as a global epidemic. The outbreak is a result of an environment that promotes excessive processed food intake and restricts physical activity. Changing lifestyles and technological advancements have brought about a marked reduction in physical activity, especially among urban populations in developed nations, as well as a decline in the total energy expended by the body. Since there has been no corresponding reduction in energy intake, the inevitable result is a weight gain. In other words, the calories from food that we eat are much higher than the energy we expel. Those who have suffered from obesity and made serious efforts to lose extra pounds can best explain the benefits of weight loss. The journey to getting fit is like a journey of reaching their potential. It is no less than a spiritual detour that requires an individual to fight off cravings, shortcomings, and deeply rooted habits. The journey also entails a total transformation in which one's lifestyle, diet, and physical activity undergo dramatic and positive changes. And what do people feel after they've lost weight? A big part of it is mental. They mostly experience a sense of achievement for having taken their health and wellness into their own hands and having succeeded at avoiding or removing serious health risks. Here are some of the myths I want to dispel, and hopefully this will motivate you to exercise. Myth number one, there's no point in exercising. I'm going to get old anyway. Now, the fact is, regular physical activity helps you look and feel younger and stay independent longer. It also lowers your risk for a variety of conditions, including Alzheimer's, dementia, heart disease, diabetes, certain cancers, high blood pressure, and of course, obesity. And the mood benefits of exercising can be just as great at age 70 or 80 as they were when you were in your 20s or 30s. Myth number two, it's too frustrating. I'll never be the athlete I once was. Now, truth be told, changes in hormones, metabolism, bone density, and muscle mass mean that strength and performance levels inevitably decline with age. But that doesn't mean that you can no longer achieve a sense of achievement from physical activity or improve your health. The key, once again, is to have a lifestyle goal that are appropriate for your age and abilities. And remember, a sedentary lifestyle takes a much greater toll on your athletic abilities than biological aging. Number three, and the last one, I'm too old to start exercising. So the fact is, studies show adults who become active later in life also have greater physical and mental improvements than their younger counterparts. If you've never exercised before, or it's been a while since you have, you don't encumber the same sports injuries that some of the regular exercisers experience later in life. In other words, there aren't as many miles on your body, so you'll probably start to reap the rewards. Again, just begin slowly and build up from there. So, as always, I want to thank you for tuning in. I pray this message has been a blessing. Please pass it on to family and friends and tune in to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts today and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on WLJF 100.7 FM, The Joy. and we will share more health and wellness information with you. Be blessed and have a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you, Karen, and thank you for joining us for Living Fit. Always remember, you can catch Karen at 8:30 on Tuesdays with Sister Linda Greenwood, as she calls in for the Fit Tip of the Day. Every Tuesday at 8:30, please make that a weekly thing. And please join us each week here as we offer our best efforts to give you information that would lead you to good health. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." We want to do what is good in God's sight. We want to do God's will, and we know that His will is that we be in good health and prosper, even as our souls prosper. Psalm 51:10 through 12 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew all loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you." We know that we need to obey God, and we know that God has the best for us. We want to, as Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all our heart and don't lean to our own understanding." So what we're talking about and what we've been talking about is how we can get to having optimal health, talking about getting a new start, being refreshed for the new year, being happy, being not just physically happy, spiritually happy, but mentally happy. And not only us, but trying to help our children. There's been so much today about how there's more killing, more mass shootings, all the things that we know shouldn't be, but it seems like it happens more and more and more. You know, we seem like have more racism, but it's not anymore. It's just that it's more out there. We have more news media. We have more exposure to it. But what if you could transform your life today and start feeling better tomorrow? What if it wasn't that big of a deal to do that? And what if you didn't need to spend a fortune to get there either? You know, that you could do this inexpensively. Do you know what that would be so great and so nice if you could transform your just your physical appearance, but also the way you think about yourself and your life? This can seem like an overwhelming commitment at first, but once you break it down and think about the holistic process rather than that great giant leap, it seems like it's much more achievable. After all, we're talking about just a few minutes per day. That's all it takes for us to get wisdom and understanding. Wisdom is with the age, and understanding in length of days. The longer you live, the more you're going to understand things if you're looking for it. But we need to encourage you to make sure that you are looking for health in your life, making sure that your children are well-adjusted and healthy. In 2007, the American College of Sports Medicine was endorsed from the American Medical Association and the Office of the Surgeon General, and they launched a global initiative to mobilize physicians and healthcare professionals and providers and educators to promote exercise in their practices and activate activities to prevent, reduce, manage, and treat disease that impact health and quality of life in humans. From this initiative, termed Exercise is Medicine, has been extensively documented positional stand by the American College of Sports Medicine that recommends healthy adults be active with moderate exercise at least for 150 minutes a day. That's not a whole lot. That's an hour, less than an hour and a half of your time. And the purpose of this is to demonstrate the foundation for this global initiative and its exercise prescription for health and disease prevention. And it's rooted that had been from even ancient times that people were not as inactive as we are today. Individuals have been physically active up until this generation of people. We have office jobs. We're not mobile enough. We don't get out like we used to. But prescriptions for exercise has been recorded for millennia. Hippocrates of Greece was the first recorded physician to provide a written exercise prescription for patients suffering from consumption and the influence of bad foods. Exercise can be something that we all can do, even if we don't have money. We can exercise. Hippocrates says, eating alone will not keep a man well. He must also take exercise. We have to be active. It's something that our bodies has to do to stay mobile. Historically, entwined with these concepts was exercise being an advocate by physicians to minimize health problems and keep people from being obese and diabetic and inactive. Being active every day is a good way for you to increase your health. Exercise is the ultimate way to increase your metabolic rate and burn fat while improving your health and well-being. Whether you choose to go to a gym, you run around the block, you climb trees, the most important thing is to do something. The best part is that even if you aren't the greatest of athletes, doing something will give you a sense of accomplishment and increase your confidence that you can be healthy and active. All you need is a pair of comfortable shoes and about 30 minutes a day. I would say if you can do 30 to 60 minutes a day, you will be healthier. You will be a person that enjoys life much better. Your mind will get clearer. Your emotions, your anxieties will get better. Your depression will go away. The thing about it is that this is the month of Black History. And there was an initiative for Black History Month for Blacks to take back their health, to be healthier. This is a good time for us, you and me, to realize that if we don't go ahead and do something about being healthier, we will lose our health. There is so many benefits to being active, including in your marriage, having better sex, having better energy, having a better mood, improving your mental health, lowering your risk of heart disease and stroke, increasing your immunity, which is critical for now at this time of people being sick with COVID, having a greater sex drive to engage your spouse, not just to go out and be immoral, but to be in a relationship, you can have stronger bones and have stronger muscles. And the good thing about all this is it's going to improve, if we work with our children, it's going to improve their mental health, is one of the possible outcomes that we see with being physically active. Mental health is crucial for the overall health of our youth today, with so many things going on. The CDC reports that depression and anxiety have increased over time in children, and that depression is an important concern in adolescents. And we know that. We're seeing it more and more and more. But we, as a body of believers, are to be acting on this, not just at church, but out in our communities. We need to be outreach. We need to touch these children. We need to encourage our children to be physically active, because physical activity is a miracle drug when it comes to kids. I've seen it. I've been able to help it. I've been able to see it with not only children, but with adults. Just being physically active regularly increases your mood, reduces your anxiety, increases your ability to be happy and joyful. It's a wealth of benefit, and it reduces your depression. It prevents health issues, and it increases the things that we need to have a better mood. Endorphins and chemicals released in the brain after exercise can help relieve pain, reduce emotional stress, and offer a sense of well-being. So check out some of the things that we're going to talk about that we could do as a family of all ages that we can enjoy together, that we can increase everybody's mood. We can find activities that fit our climate, our weather, in our community, and help us stay physically active year-round. Whatever the weather is, like where you are, what you're doing, it can be inexpensive. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money, and the whole family can be participants in this. And don't say that I don't have time or I'm too tired. When you spend more quality time with your family, believe me, it's going to increase the level of your mood and make you happier. There's things that you can do just for a little while each day to encourage the family to spend more time together. Sitting down to a meal together is great. But also going outside and spending some time doing things as a family, just a little bit of time, you'll see the mood of your children get better. You'll see their grades go up, their activity level get better. They'll have more outgoing spirit. Things like play hide and seek. When we were kids, we had our backyard. We didn't have a lot of money, but we had trees and woods and sticks, and my parents wouldn't even let us go out of the yard. But we would play hide and seek. We would do hopscotch, things, you know, around, and we would ride our bikes. And like I said, we didn't get to go far, but we were still getting to be active. Nowadays, I live in a community, I don't really see that many kids out. Kids have too many electronic products that keep them engaged, television shows that keep them engaged. They're looking at us and they're forming their life, because as I keep telling you, things are not getting better. And if we don't change our behaviors to include our children, to encourage them to be active, we're going to see a bigger falling away than we have seen in the past. We need to encourage activity. And don't keep your kids from participation in things like sports and playing music and band, things like that. These things encourage activity of the brain. Encourage them to read. And if, as Black people, we need to go and swim. We need to learn how to swim. I don't know how to swim. I am going to go and learn because I think it's very important. My wife always encourages me to do this. And she tells me I can't swim. I can float, but I can't swim. We can play with the sprinkler, you know. Have your kids in the summertime go outside and to water the yard. You know, the sprinkler, dodge the sprinkler as it's turning around. This is stuff that, you know, give the kids enthusiasm, helps you keep them engaged. You can create active art by drawing hopscotch, like I told you. Maybe even put a spin on it. Each person has a color chart or something like that. Just give your kids something to do and keep their minds occupied and show them that you're invested in this. You're going to see a better outcome and mood. We went to Austin, Texas this summer with my grandkids, and it was such a blessing to spend time with my grandsons. And whatever they saw us do, they wanted to do, and they wanted to improve upon it. You know, that so that really encourages me that it's not the children that's causing the problem. It's our interaction with them that's causing the problem. You know, jumping rope. You know, you can get a long jump rope where you can have two people on the end, one person in the middle jumping. And show the kids, you know, what you used to do as a kid. We did all these things when we were younger. One person swung the rope, encouraging camaraderie, encouraging working together, helping each other become better at anything that would lead to good health. We can participate in a local race, you know, something that we can help raise money or funds. As a family, we can go and park further away from, I told you before, we can park further away at the supermarket, at the department store, and make it a treat to do so, that the kids get involved with. You can, of course, if you buy your kid's bike, just don't buy them a bike. Buy you a bike, and you go out to and ride with your kids. I do see that a lot. When I go to the park, a lot of people are riding their bikes. And I know that, you know, some communities aren't as safe as others, but if we have a car, and I have a lot of walkers in our neighborhood, a lot of elderly people who still mow their grass at age 80, 90, and they're enthusiastic, come visit, they talk, and keep active. This is important for us as a community. And if you think that it's too cool outside, maybe just do some things inside. Maybe, you know, get you some boots when the rain comes out and stomp in the puddles. Teach the kids to have some fun. Don't forget your rain boots, though. Don't have them jump around in their sneakers. But if they do, don't chastise them. You can always wash them. Challenge your family, if we ever get any snow, to throw snow balls and, you know, have some fun. Show them that you can take a snow ball as well as throw one. You can join a local harvest party. And, you know, during the wintertime, they have these corn mazes at pumpkin patches. And you can take a hike. Me and Karen like to do this. We like to go up, you know, and hike through trails and just avoid the rainy days and the snow days and try to look for at least a warmer day. And as you're doing this, if you're by yourself, or encourage your children to listen to audiobooks or podcasts that have some actual value. In the fall, you know, as the trees fall and leaves fall, I get a lot of fun out of, not really fun for me, but I do like to keep my yard up, so I do blow leaves and rake leaves, and, you know, these things give you exercise. It's a different form of exercise for me. It helps me. I work with people all day long. It helps me clear my mind, and it gives Karen a lot of fun to watch me outside doing things that she sees me not have done before. So it's good for the whole family. You can turn on some music, you know, walk into your spouse, turn on some music and dance with her, you know, or your children, and have them pick songs that they like to dance to. And I was, we had a little thing here where our grandnieces and nephew were over, and they were just an air balloon that you let them hit and pop and jump. And these things make a big difference in kids' life, that everything doesn't have to be serious. We can have some fun. We can enjoy time, and don't make it so stern that don't sit on this, don't jump on that. You know, kids are meant to move, and that's what they do. Last time I talked about how they put rats in a cage, and somebody said, well, I wonder why the rats will go and do the wheel, because that's what they normally do. That's what kids do. These kids want to be active. We are the ones who stop them from being active by being too busy. We got to quit. We got to give them an opportunity to be active. And we want our children to be healthy, and we want to be healthy ourselves. And really, it's not that hard to be healthy. And what we have to do is quit trying to figure out how we can limit some things, because everything in our diet is important. It's just eating real foods that's not really happening. You can be unhealthy, eating a vegan, vegetarian, whatever it is. If you're eating unhealthy foods, you can be very, very sick. That's processed foods that causing the problem. Real foods will keep you healthy as long as you don't overindulge. The bonus is that you could, if you can do a garden on the inside of your house. Karen's been working on a garden. She's wanting to learn how it keeps her mind refreshed. She spends time outside, inside, being physically active. It's important for us to be moving. If you don't have, you can clean your house, spring cleaning right now. Things are coming up. Some of you could have lost weight, and you can give away some of your clothes. This is a great way to do something, get rid of some books that people could read. We have a book club in our community. Well, that's about all the time I have today. I appreciate your time. I hope that we are learning how to be healthier. Keep living fit and doing what matters. And we will keep praying for you, and pray you be here next week.
Thank you for listening to Living Fit. Please consult a physician or a fitness professional before beginning any activity if you are under their care. If you would like to contact James or Karen, you can do so through the website, Facebook at livingfit.com.co, or call. Until next time, keep living fit and do what matters. Thank you.